Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Welcome to the Sharks Training Camp Report.
Training camp is always really exciting when we get things going at Sharks Ice in San Jose, and all of the new people coming into the Shark Tank this season are going to excite the fans when they come see this team play. One of the new guys is Alex Wennberg, somebody that you ought to know. He's been around for 11 seasons in the National Hockey League, over 700 games. How great is it to wear this teal uniform?
No, it's great. I mean, obviously right now I've been coming into the city, getting to know the place, but I mean, now it's special camp starts. You get to put on the jersey and you're excited about it.
One thing that you bring to this team right away is immediate experience in a very winning atmosphere and an intense one at Madison Square Garden. You played a lot of playoff games, more than you ever had in your career. Tell us about the season, about what you experienced as the team with the best record in the NHL, and what you learned from it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a roller coaster of a life. I mean, you started the season in Seattle, ended up getting traded, and then you get to Madison Square Garden and play in New York. And I mean, like you said, playing for a winning team, winning the President Trophy, and then you just toss yourself into playoff. But I mean, this is pretty much why you play the game. You want to be there when it gets intense. You want to be there at the end to battle against it. And obviously we came up a little bit short, but like you said, you gained some experience, you gained some knowledge, and it's just going to help you in the future.
What do you know about the city of San Jose and all your years coming in here with the Blue Jackets or with the Kraken, or most recently, well, you didn't play against the Sharks with the Rangers, but still?
Yeah, I mean, great place when you get here. Obviously, it was always fun to come and have these games here playing on the road. But other than that, this is all new to me. So right now, it's a lot of exploring, a lot of driving around, trying to find new places. But super excited. And I mean, obviously, a lot of new things happening, but we're so excited, me and my family, to be a part of all this.
The Sharks have a couple of young guys that people are paying a lot of attention to. The number one overall draft pick, Macklin Celebrini, and also the number four pick from the year before, Will Smith, making their debuts with the Sharks this year. You just came from a Ranger team that had a guy with that kind of pressure, Alexis Lafreniere, and he developed into a great player. You, as a top draft pick too, coming into Columbus, know what it feels like to have that focus and that spotlight on you. How can you help these young guys?
No, I mean, like we were talking about, I come in to help out with a little experience and all that. Obviously, this is a different first role pick, and like they're obviously higher picks than I was. But just coming into the league, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of pressure, a lot of media, a lot of attention. But all you can do is try to help them out. At the end of the day, when I was young, I had guys to look after me and give me some food for thought. So that's what I'm trying to do as well. So,
who were some of your favorite players growing up?
I mean, favorite player, Peter Forsberg, obviously. That's a Swede, Niklas Lidström, so you kind of like stick to that. But, I mean, through the years, it's a guy that I always looked up to, Niklas Backstrom, the way he plays the game. I feel like it fit pretty well of how I want to play it, maybe a pass-first guy. So a bunch of good guys that you just look up to and want to be the same.
This guy's like Niklas Backstrom. He's going to be a big, big contributor to the San Jose Sharks this year. By the way, you come from the Djurgården organization, yeah, which is a very respected organization in Sweden. Johan Garpenlöf, a former San Jose Shark,
exactly,
intimately involved with all that. Marcus Ragnarsson, another one. And William Eklund now is a teammate. How well do you know William, and how exciting is it to have a fellow Djurgården guy here?
Yeah, I mean, what's fun is that I kind of met him first time like this year, so I don't know him too well, but I played with his dad when I was in Djurgården.
Really?
So right now, yeah, he was the old guy on the team taking care of me, so right now it feels like I have some pressure to take care of William this time. So, but it's kind of funny how that works, but no, other than that, I mean, it's great to see. I mean, Stockholm guy coming from the same team as you, you can tell that he's a great player as well. So for me to get to know him and see what kind of guy he is, it's just fun to see and maybe get the chance to play with him and find some chemistry as well.
And finally, Alex, just a thought about maybe skating through that shark head for the first time as a member of this team, what it feels like in your past career to come to this building in San Jose, and how excited are you to play for the fans?
No, I'm super excited. Obviously, I played, this is year 11, so a few years here, you just hated to come here, obviously playing against a really good team. And right now, I feel like we have something really good going, young group, we got a lot of great guys coming in. So to be part and, like you said, skate through the head and be hopefully a team that people hate to play against is something we're excited about. So
he's a name that you're going to have to remember each and every time the Sharks are on the ice, because he's going to be a big contributor. We thank Alex Wennberg for joining us on the Sharks Audio Network.